Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for Another Chance for Youth. We are the global connecting place for all things in relation to youth all across the globe. As Franklin Roosevelt says, we cannot always build a future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. Get connected.
That's exactly correct. And if you didn't hear me then, hear me now. Get connected. Where else in the world would you be other than a place where you can make an impact on the life of children all across the world? This is Tawanda with Another Chance for Youth. And I'm super excited to share this on our very first podcast about the company and a few things that we have happening in the world of the youth. To give you a little information about the history of the company and the organization, even before we were an organization, we were working to help the youth. I remember in a small town where I'm from called Mullins, South Carolina, probably about 12 or 13 years ago, I started working with a few people back in my hometown. I did not live there at the time. However, I was about 2.5 hours away. And I would travel to South Carolina every other week and build with a few people to see what we can do to be a blessing and to help the youth. And we would have different events where the youth could come out and we would have pizza or hot dogs or something. We would talk to them about school, education, how things were going. And this was just something that we wanted to do because we know and we've always known that it's the children are the future. And I remember one of the times when we were working with the kids and we were talking to them about report cards. And a few of the kids said, okay, if I get an A or a B, how much are you going to pay me? Because, of course, you know, children are always motivated by money. Adults are motivated by money. So needless to say, for a couple of years, we started having those events, and our goal was to really make an impact in that small city for youth. And what we realized very quickly was that the same issues that were going on with youth and the same things that youth needed in that small town in South Carolina was actually needed for youth in that small town in North Carolina, South Carolina, and every other state. Youth around the world need help, need support. Tell you a little bit about us. Another Chance for Youth, like on our website, it says, children need fun, love, and play. And let me tell you why I wrote that. I know anyone listening that's over the age of 18, 19, 20, 21, you can think back to when you were probably 10, 11, or 12. And what does every child want? Think about it. To be grown. They want to get some mail. They want to get a job. They want to have some money. However, most times when we get the money and the job and all that other stuff and the bills, we want to give it back, but we can't. All right? So children need fun. There are so many children, unfortunately, that grow up earlier. They have to take care of siblings for valid reasons, and some are not valid. And they miss childhood. And guess what? When you miss childhood, you can't go back. Children deserve love. And I'm talking about genuine love. You remember how probably maybe before my time, but I'm not sure, about 10 years ago, but there was a time to where they said it takes a village to raise a child. And literally in your neighborhood, everyone was a part of helping with the children. If the child got out of hand, they went next door, that next door neighbor would beat them with a fly swat, as my grandmother used to have, or a switch. And it wasn't abuse. And nobody was coming over to kill them later with a gun. It was love because everyone in that neighborhood loved that child. Well, guess what? Times have definitely changed. You barely can beat your own kids these days. And there's a huge difference between beating or spanking a kid and abuse, okay? So when I say genuine love, I mean when you have that child, whether it's your child or not, but you still genuinely care about them And I don't want to misuse and misappropriate that word, because unfortunately, some people that are a little mentally ill, they don't understand what genuine love really is. And kids deserve play. I got to add education on there. Not sure how we left that part out. But, of course, kids should be kids, get a chance to go out and to play and have a good time, because that's what life is about, a child enjoying their self. Another chance for youth is a nonprofit organization which works with youth and young adults to help them overcome the many obstacles they may face growing up, like abuse. And we know there's all forms of abuse, from sexual abuse to human trafficking, domestic violence, and so many others, as well as bullying. And what is bullying? I know we've all heard of it before. However, there's several types of bullying in reference to gossiping, cyberbullying, body shaming, face-to-face bullying, and so many other forms as well. And there are so many other things that may cause them to not strive to become their greatest self. And we want to be able to bridge the gap between the youth across the globe. And let me tell you, why is it important to be able to bridge the gap with youth across the globe? But guess what? I know so many times in situations that, let's say you have a kid in Washington, D.C., and everybody's online these days. Imagine if this privileged kid meets a kid in an urban community over in Seattle, Washington, and they can kind of correspond via internet and they share. One kid that may have always had it all, and maybe one kid that's had nothing. You think that kid that's had it all would probably be a little more humble and appreciative to see how the other side lives? Or just imagine you have that kid that knows three languages and the one kid just knows English. You think that kid that knows one language would be a little inspired, possibly, to learn another language? There are so many possibilities and things that are going to happen when we connect our youth across the globe. And I'm so super excited about it. And that's just a little information about who or what the company is, Another Chance for Youth. And the reason we're doing our podcast now is to share information with the world, to share information across the globe with what we're doing. I want to share a little more information with you.
Someone asked me a long time ago, why Another Chance for Youth? I want to share something with you. Child trafficking is a crime and represents the tragic end of childhood. It refers to the exploitation of girls and boys, primarily for forced labor and sexual exploitation. Children account for 27% of all human trafficking victims worldwide. And 2 out of every 3 of the children are girls. 11 facts that you should know about bullying. In the U.S., 1 in 5 students ages 12 through 18 have been bullied during a school year. Approximately 160,000 teens have skipped school because of bullying. Students who reported that they were frequently bullied scored lower in reading and mathematics. The most commonly reported type of bullying is verbal harassment, 79%, followed by social harassment, 50%, and physical bullying, 29%. Also, cyberbullying, 25%. And the list goes on and on. So the question should never be why Another Chance for Youth. The question is, why aren't you a part of our team yet?
And there you have it. And that's just statistics in reference to human trafficking and bullying. But guess what, guys? These kids go through so much. And it's really a shame. It's really a shame that kids have to go through things sometimes even worse than adults. And one thing, as I said in that article, thinking about human trafficking, it represents the tragic end of childhood. It's over with. That child will never be the same again. It represents the end. And this is happening every single day, especially in large cities with major airports. About 120 million girls worldwide have experienced forced sex or other forced sexual acts at some point in their lives. That's more than 1 in 10. I'm not really sure about you. As of 2017, 420 million children are living in conflict zones, up to 30 million from 2016. Living amongst conflict increases child exposure to grave human rights violations, which include trafficking and gender-based violence. I have always been so passionate about the youth. When I see a kid, man, it just melts my heart. And I don't have any. However, I love them dearly. I never forget, I was in the 10th grade, and my teacher at that time name was Miss Hodge. She was a pastor. Not really sure she's still a pastor today. However, very awesome and amazing woman, very awesome and amazing teacher. And she asked us a question, and I was kind of like always a jokester in class, but I was serious at the same time. And she said, what would you do if someone ran out into the street and was about to get hit by a car? Would you help? Would you intervene? And I can't remember if I said it or someone else. Someone said, is it someone I know? And someone wouldn't know, did it matter? And I'm pretty sure I probably couldn't have said that, because honestly, with who I am and what I do, if I see someone in danger, my first instinct is to react. Period. I think about myself later, but I'm going to react. And that's how I am when I think about the children across the world and the things these kids go through, and the fact that someone has the nerve and audacity to mistreat these children. Thousands and thousands of children have no home in orphanages. So many are at home where they're supposed to be safe, and they're not. The vision and what we want to do with Another Chance for Youth is amazing. And we are looking to make sure that we can be a part of change. We're not the only one. There's so many organizations that's working with youth. We just want to be a part of helping to create a better opportunity for youth across the globe. You're going to hear me talking about Campaign 1 Million for the next couple of months, the rest of the year, sharing information about what it is, how to support it, how to donate to the cause, and what we want to do and build for these children. This is Tawanda with Another Chance for Youth. And I hope that those that listen to this call reach out to us, connect with us, help us, support, donate, volunteer, share information and resources so we can help one child at a time every minute of the day. We'll close out with a little bit of information I want to share.
Oh, man. Every time I think about the children in the world today, I begin to smile, because I know we all have said it. We were all children once, and we all want to be grown. And when you become grown, you want to become a kid again. Man, I'm telling you, our kids have the best opportunity in life as long as we do what we're supposed to do. This is Tawanda with Another Chance for Youth. I want to share with everyone that listens that we are super excited about Another Chance for Youth, what we're doing, and so much that the future holds. If you have no idea who we are, please purchase our book, will be available everywhere you can purchase books and on our website called Why Another Chance for Youth. Also, we have several campaigns that we're working on, and one is on bullying. You could also get our workbook on bullying from our website as well. We are so super excited about everything that's going on in the world and for the children. Please connect with us, support the movement, join the campaign, and remember what we do today can help the youth tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We really hope that you enjoy the time with us and our great topic. If you have a great topic or something you really want to hear about, please contact us on our website at ac4y.org. Once again, that is ac4y.org. Until the next time, remember, in youth we learn, in age we understand.